Hier ist Fabric Softener mit mir, Isabella.
Und Claire.
Hello. Guten Abend, Berlin. Alles gut?
Alles gut.
So we are here tonight with another episode filled with great music. And today we're going to focus on new releases. So we picked some new releases that been happening from, like, let's say January, February, I think March, just singles or albums or stuff like that. So more current music, like we did the last time, but a little bit different. We just need to come up with a catchy name for this.
Well, you did want to call it What's Cooking.
Yeah, no, that was a joke.
No?
That was a joke.
Know. I don't think it was that bad, to be honest.
Yeah, but we thought that since it's the beginning of the year, it's actually good to just kind of like go through all of these things. And then when we have something that we can theme more concretely, then we can do that. But right now, it's really exciting because a lot of artists has released a lot of really cool albums and songs.
Yep.
So we're just going to like continue down that road.
Yep. Some of them also we featured before. So it's exciting to hear the new stuff that they've come up with.
Yes, exactly. So 2019, huh?
Woo.
It's a good year of releases. All right. So let's, I think that we should just like,
let's
you know.
Kick it off.
Yeah, let's do it.
It was such a lovely day. I was in a small cafe. I was in no way guarded. Let you come invade my space. Didn't know how much you'd take. Gave too much of myself away. You don't really mess me up like that.
Das war Do Not Disturb von Mahalia. Das hat sie jetzt gerade am 1. März offiziell veröffentlicht.
Oh, okay.
Ja.
Oh, I thought that she released that one earlier, because I heard it on YouTube.
Video, I think the music video came out first.
Oh, but not the single.
But the single came out on
streaming platforms. Okay. Yeah. So that's very fresh.
Super fresh. Yep, so she's been releasing a couple of material. So in 2018, she released the EP, and this is the first single since then. So she's probably also working her way up to a full release.
Full album, yeah. This year, probably.
I hope so.
And then she did the piece with Koji.
Koji Radical Water.
Yes.
So good. And One Night Only also. They're both incredible.
Also with Koji Radical? Yes. Oh, with the, okay. Yeah, those ones are really good. So I also like the videos to those ones when they're like sitting on the... On the car, like outside, and yeah. It's so shot music, in like an iPhone.
That's one of the versions. Yeah, they have another one too.
Yeah, I think I've only seen that one.
Okay, but she has her music videos from the latest tracks are pretty incredible, and especially this one too. She has a new hairstyle,
yes,
and a new wardrobe, and she's just her dancing in the middle of this dark room, and it's quite spectacular.
Yeah, she's an interesting artist to watch. I think that she's going to grow and become better and better with every little thing she does.
I think her and, like, Georgia Smith, they're all kind of, like, hitting their stride now, and they're really just coming up with incredible tracks.
Also. Yes, and also finding being more secure within their sound.
Yeah.
You can really tell that they're finding their own style and being much more secure as artists.
Yeah.
And then, of course, like, it projects over to the material that they release.
Yeah, this is much better. I mean, in my opinion, much better than her earlier stuff.
I mean, some of the stuff that she had on her first EP was like songs she wrote when she was 14.
Yeah.
About, you know, my boyfriend didn't want to hold my hand.
Yeah.
Type of thing. Maybe not like that, but no. Beautiful lyrics, though. Beautiful lyrics, but they're still like, she probably has experienced so much more within this year.
Yeah.
Than in her teenage years.
She's matured in her material and her sound. So I'm quite excited.
More experience.
Yeah, she's
a cool girl. So let's just move on from her to, you know, I mean, I always need to put my rap guys in there somehow. It was very difficult for me to choose because there's so many new rap groups that I really, really like. But I chose this one because I've been following them for a while, and this album that they just released is really good.
Nice. So these are Isabella's rap guys.
Yeah, my rap crew. Yeah.
Yeah. I got rhymes, mimes, $100 crimes. The Lisa wanna test me, so I educate the mind. My, how minds die when he rise. No 9-5, niggas got nines and 4-5. Why I try? None of my dogs got 9 lives. Getting hotter outside, I heard that it's raining some feed lines. Take the piece about you like apples from Steve Jobs. Even dangerous inside, baby, seen it on Wi-Fi.
Clear soul taking over for the 9-9. Cheat codes for audio artillery, got 9-9s. Use your mind as a weapon and blast rhymes. Then go back in time, bionic lines, cable with the glowing eye.
But the sticky gave me mine before I hit that 9-to-5. It got me zoning out, conjuring up a paper route. This life like a battle, castles, horses in the joust. Guillotines and queens yelling, put it in your mouth.
They shooting, baby, better duck it down. No matter what it sound, when they get hot, you hear it loud. They shooting, baby, better duck it down. They shooting, they shooting, baby, better duck it down. No matter what it sound, when they get hot, you hear it loud. They shooting, baby, better duck it down. They shooting, they shooting.
Coming right to a city near you. Four niggas busting, spitting verses, bananas that make your favorite rapper poo poo. They shoot, we steady looking. That's that shit that feed the narrative, evident. We're witnessing killings right through the internet.
Straight to the head, no chia pet dude. I'm photobombing racist, nigga. Who you pose a threat to? Infatuated with the cut, like my name is Sweet Getsu. So step respectful before the blade of sneeze a bad dude. God bless you.
When I step through the skeletons in my closet, piled to the ceiling with rappers who smell the chloroform on my Kleenex. Buried me a genius with a criminal mind like Simon Phoenix, swinging the Buster Sword for Square Enix.
That's great balls of fire, how flames and every chain is so glowing on 68 cops, it's laser beaming. Mike's getting blessings, receptions for Willie Beeman. Turn up your AC, cause this the season. Yeah,
they shooting, baby, better duck it down. No matter what the sound, when they get hot, you hear it loud. They shooting, baby, better duck it down. They shooting, they shooting, they shooting, baby, better duck it down. No matter what the sound, when they get hot, you hear it loud. They shooting, baby, better better duck, get down. They shootin'.
Trey Socho, y'all can't snub me. I got a nose for culture vultures. Boxing with the guards will dislocate your shoulders. This fire lean you with ease, like squeezing desert ease. Literally soul caliber, battling all the enemies.
Speaking of them, not never mind. You looking at a clever minded individual. No detrimental, elemental food. Rappin', rabbit, shit, Rick Rude. Local rhyme, no drama. My llama just be like click boom. My niggas still the shit too.
Had a clip me close to shit fool. Make it pop up like Sensu with a rich dude. That's why I be ducking. Niggas be bustin' for fucking views. Ooh, they don't know that's us. Got mine, they can load it up. Swap wines like a magic bomb. Tie down, you niggas bump.
I be the one, but I don't ever get the credit. My mind leveling small villages in the middle of sentences. Surviving the wilderness of the internet. Rap Gilgamesh, slaying the hype beast with my mind free and center. My superpower started flaring up quick. Ain't been the same since Elijah. They smoked the terrorism mist. Not bounce,
bounce.
Just bounce. Just bounce. Just bounce. Just bounce. Just
bounce. They shooting, baby, better duck it down. No matter what the sound, when they get hot, you hear it loud. They shooting, baby, better duck it down. They shooting. They shooting. They shooting, baby, better duck it down. No matter what the sound, when they get hot, you hear it loud. They shooting, baby, better duck it down. They shooting. It's shooting, it's shooting, it's shooting.
Ah, so good. Clear Soul Forces from Detroit with the lead, They Shootin', from the album Still that just came out in February, I think. So Clear Soul Forces, I've been following these guys for a while. They claim themselves that this is like the first album where they really find a way to work together as a like unified group. So they're all like been working on their individual styles to just kind of like tighten everything up. And then, you know, they released this album and they're super proud of it. And they wanted to get away from all the trends in, like, you know, in new produced hip hop and just do something that is just timeless. Mm-hmm. So that's why it's very like, yeah,
very
simple. Yeah, very classic, very simple beat driven, and then the raps. But the whole album is like 11 tracks and they're all kind of the same style. But it's really good because it's just nice to listen to the way that they rap and how they complement each other as rap artists within, you know, their group. So I really like them. I think that people should check them out.
Yeah, the production is very uncomplicated.
Yes,
like.
It's very simple. Yeah. And pretty much like all the songs are like that, but not so that it gets boring, but so that it just gets really like this. It has this classical thing that it could work whenever.
Mm-hmm.
And if they are like, since they are good rappers and they deliver, then it's really nice. And I found them because, of course, they come from Detroit and I like, you know, I want to listen to everything that comes from Detroit.
Of course.
So I was like, I will check them out. And back in, I think, 2014 or something like that, they released one single. They were so much younger then, of course. And I was like, who are these little kids? but yeah, so, and then already then I was really intrigued. And yeah, now they're, yeah, getting there. It's really cool.
Yeah, well, Detroit and Chicago, that's on our music pilgrimage.
Oh, so. My God, and Houston.
And Houston.
Yeah, Houston is also like, Houston is also super cool.
New Orleans as well, where Christian Scott is from.
Oh, yeah, and Virginia.
Virginia.
Did you hear about Pharrell making this crazy festival now?
No.
So Pharrell Williams created a festival that's called Something in the Water. Oh, my God, this lineup is like an episode of Fabric Softener.
Really?
It's really so, plus Dave Matthews Band.
Really? Like, wow.
Everything from Fabric Software and Dave Matthews Band. That's like the only band that stands out that we haven't played on our shows. But it's everybody, like Migos, you know, like Anderson .Paak, Pharrell, and then, you know, I mean, I have actually, I forgot to send you a screenshot, but it's in April and it's in Virginia. So I don't think that we're going to be able to make it, but yeah.
Anderson
yeah, Missy Elliott, Pusha T, SZA, Janelle Monáe, J Balvin, Rosalía, Mac DeMarco, Travis Scott, Jaden Smith, Masego, Kate Renata, Jane Aiko, yeah, Dram, and Anderson .Paak. It's, yeah. It's crazy.
Pretty insane. We got to find some new artists.
Yeah, so it's funny. Like, he actually made, like, the, you know, like another version of the Fyre Festival happen, you know? He was like, I'm just going to create my own festival. But not on an island, on, like, on the beach in Virginia.
That's
but
nice.
It's cool, though, because they come from Virginia. So it's nice that they can do
Anderson
that.
Anderson Paak is going on tour again. He has best teeth in the business or something.
Yes, and he's releasing an album in April. So, but it's a shame because he comes in Berlin end of March, but he probably already is going to play the material from the new album he's releasing so he can promote the album when he's on tour, which is smart. And also good for him because, I mean, now he's been on tour a lot. So also the Malibu album and now the new album, it's maybe a little bit like...
Maybe more fresh material.
Yes.
The last concert was a bit meh.
Yeah. The first concert that I saw with him when he was just playing the drums was really amazing. I loved that. It was so cool that he was just sitting behind the drums and singing and doing everything. It was really cool.
Yeah. Also wasn't the greatest venue. Columbia Hall sucks.
Yes, that's true. Lido. Lido for the win. Anyhow, let's just move on.
Yes. This next one is from a new artist, but featuring one of our favorites.
Yes. So,
here we go.
It's been a while, been a while, been a while, yeah. I forgot all the things that we say. What we say, what we say now, now, now. Now I'm grown, now I'm grown, now I'm grown up. All the plans that I had, now I've given them up. I tore them up. You've been so stuck in your ways. Why you be wasting your days for?
Changing, featuring Mick Jenkins von Alo aus Februar. He's only really been releasing singles over the past like 2 years. No full-length album yet, but he has like about like eight released. So I think a full-length album might be coming soon. But yeah, this is kind of his first big feature with a very well-known rapper. The others have all been kind of single pieces of work from him. It's from East London. And yeah.
Just, nice.
I thought it was a catchy little tune.
I like it. I think it sounds like soundtrack, a soundtrack song. I could see it in like Black Panther.
Yeah.
Or any other kind of new movie at the rolling in the end credits and everybody would go like, oh, what's this song? Or like you have the video release and it's oh, it's the song to this movie. I don't know. It has this vibe.
I think it was like the first.
Yeah, maybe the drums and like, yeah, it's the way that it's also built up. It just kind of, yeah.
It's fairly simple also. Yeah, there's not too much going on.
Yeah, no. But it's very nice. That was the first thing I thought when I heard it. I was like, ooh, nice soundtrack music. Since I know you're a fan of soundtrack, I'm like, is it a soundtrack thingy? No.
Maybe that's why I was drawn to it.
maybe. You never know, but I really like it.
But yeah, so maybe I should just cue in the next song. So from an East London, I guess, rapper/soul singer to an Irish soul singer.
Oh, is he Irish?
He's originally from Ireland.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Oh, I have some Irish dudes too.
Oh,
that's nice. You know, I didn't know that. Oh, it's like an Irish.
Irish get together.
St. Patrick's Day is coming up. Isn't that on like the 17th of March?
It's like April or March. It's soon though.
No, it's in April. It's in March. Yeah. Right. I think it's the 17th of March, St. Patty's Day.
Well, here's an early St. Patty's shout out to all
it's
the
It's an
people.
Early St. Patty's episode. Where's the green beer? No.
All right, here we go. Maverick Saber.
Had a feeling that you called me to say you're sorry. Instead, you just say it's my mistake. Are you waging up a war for the sake of something to say? When am I not to blame? And what you gotta say about me? I don't know you very well if you're acting like someone else. And what you gotta say about us? Don't you see this all leads to games? You should start trusting me. Slow down, won't you come around? Slow down, won't you come around to my place? Slow down, won't you come around? Slow down, won't you come around to my place? I could say sorry, but I don't have much to say. You won't believe me anyway. I got a thing for causing arguments, but in my defense, I'm scared to walk away. And what I'm trying to say about me, I don't know me very well if I'm acting like someone else. And what you got to say about us? Don't you see that I'm here to stay? You should start trusting me.
Oh, Alex Berlin. Deine Stadt, dein Programm.
Das war Slow Down mit Georgia Smith von Maverick Saber, auch aus Februar, aus diesem Jahr. He's actually coming to Berlin in April. It's going to be performing in Gretchen. And Georgia Smith is also on tour, but she's on a North American tour with, I think her name is Callie Uchis. Is that how I pronounced it right?
We've also played her before. Callie Uchis, yeah. But they're very similar.
They are, yes. They have a very similar like sound. And then,
is she opening for Callie in North America, or are they?
I think it's a double.
Oh, okay, yeah. Because Callie Uchis, she's also fairly new.
Yeah, she just released new tracks as well. I didn't put it on.
She's pretty good.
Yeah, she's very good. But Georgia Smith is coming to Germany for Melt Festival.
Oh, yeah, okay.
But yeah, Georgia Smith, we've had her before, Maverick Saber. I really like, I don't know what it is, but I think all Irish singers have like a slight husky voice, but it is still very, very smooth. His voice reminds me a little bit of like Dermot Kennedy, who's also a singer-songwriter from Ireland.
Yeah.
It's a very nice register. I very much enjoy listening to them.
True. Yeah, you can say what you think of the guys that I'm going to play later on.
The other Irish ones?
Yes, the other Irish ones. All right. I mean, this one we can. So this is an interesting. I mean, this is a very famous artist that just released her album after 2 years. So going in on the third year, because the latest project she did or the latest album she did was in 2016. Mm. So she released a movie to this album, but you can only watch it on Apple Music. So I couldn't find it on YouTube and anywhere, and I don't have Apple Music, so I couldn't see it. Yeah, but she's doing... There are a lot of people doing the movies now. You know, like Nas did a really great movie.
Yeah, that was really beautiful.
Yeah, where he did like, you know, a selection of like the main songs of the album. I think you can YouTube like Nas or Nazir, and it's a beautiful story about like a young boy living with his grandmother because something happened with his parents, and then he's like raising his son and is it his brother or it was because I thought it was his son. I don't remember, but it was really nice. Like, it's a really beautiful way to also introduce the music into your into a setting. So you do like I think that his movie was 18 minutes long.
Yeah,
and I think hers is around the same. I think it's a really nice way to just, especially if you do it like Nas, that you actually have a storyline.
Yeah, well, it adds a little bit more context.
And it connects to the songs, so the songs become much more alive, mm-hmm. because you can understand them much better when you have the pictures that you can see to them.
So
let's check this. I mean, this is one of my favorite songs in this album. I know that she was she got like highlighted in Pitchfork for best new track, but that was for another song, so this one is one of my favorites. So let's see if you guys like it. I hope. I mean,
here we go.
Hey.
Mit So Flow from the album When I Get Home. And this was also from like the 1st of March, I think. She released it just now, just a couple of days, like on Friday, I think. Yeah, It was the 1st of March on Friday, I think. So this is her new project. And of course, it's all over the place. So it's very interesting. It's a really nice album. She produced it. I think that she pretty much like did everything around it. So she also said, like, I read an interview with her where she was saying that, like, you know, being a woman producer in this industry and not just like the artist or the songwriter, it really, like, you know, you really have to find your way to do it, because if you're like, I don't know, women are just not as acknowledged as music producers because it is a male dominated industry. So this is also why she wanted to take control of everything. So she really learned how to do it all, and she spent a lot of time into like going into every little detail. And so this is a completely different take than she had on her previous album, or the one that she released 2 years ago. So pretty cool. It's a good album. I like it.
A real labor of love.
Yes, it's very, probably very nurtured and taken care of. But it's really cool. She also produced the whole thing in Houston. And I think that she recorded this movie in Houston. So Houston is like, I don't know, I keep hearing a lot about Houston now that everything hails.
Are they originally from Houston?
I think they might be from, there's a lot of people from Houston. Yeah. Houston is like Detroit. We have to go to Houston now.
Birthplace like, of Solange. I don't know if that's right, but it sounds like I think her and Beyonce. Might
yeah, it could be so. And that's but there's also a lot of, like, you know, the Don't Sleep Records guy. They're also from Houston. The TYE32, like the Thai guy, was also from Houston. I mean, there's a lot of like people, great rappers from Houston. Anyhow, so that was my choice, because I thought that everybody should listen to this. You can listen to it on Spotify and on YouTube, even the whole album posted by her, but you can just not see the movie. Then you have to see it on Apple.
I'm sure she'll be releasing it at some point.
But it's not titled, so at least, like, I think that the title exclusivity is out of the picture now. You know, they're like, no, let's not do that anymore. It didn't work.
Did not work.
People did not really understand it. And I think title has its own struggles.
Yeah. Well, I saw her at Primavera Festival a couple of years ago.
When she did, like, was she good?
She was incredible.
Yeah.
It's just her and like three dancers, and they were just all covered in this like red, huge red ribbon, and they were all dancing together in sync. And
wow.
It was super simple, but really, really impactful at the same time.
Yeah, and she really has this artistic eye.
Yeah.
She's an artist. Like, everything is like, you have probably like a blank canvas, and then she just fills it up with, like, you know, she could have like a museum exhibition with everything that she does, like everything from videos to like artworks. And this is the difference, of course, between her and Beyonce, because Beyonce always went like, was more the commercial one. And
yeah, Beyonce was more produced, and Solange's, everything seems very intentional, which makes it
it's like a bigger concept behind it, like a purpose that is like much more It's interesting. I mean, it's also very good for them that they are so
different, yeah,
different, because it keeps it probably easier for them as well to not go up
not
in
be competing
each other's like genres or like. Yeah. So anyhow, so let's move on to this next one. So this is actually an American artist. He also lived in Houston, but now he like spent some time in New York, and now he lives in LA. And he's been working to get this album out for like 6 years. He has an incredible story. I will tell you more about it after we listen to the song. But it is a song that is produced. The entire album is produced by Torky, which is a Berlin producer. And he is also, I think, attached to Jakarta. So it's really cool that he did this project. And it's a really, really well-produced, like really great produced album with a lot of like amazing samples. And it fits together with him. So let's have a listen.
Like a sound wave. See, I ain't scared of the other side. The air's a lot cleaner and the grass a lot greener. You can't last one day on my turf, so hang your cleats up. I'm in the field with my feet up. Check the score, we up. Going body for body. When we go, we don't leave until we got us a body. You kill my niggas, so your nigga die too. Summertime turn to thunderstorms when we slide through.
Be here for good cut.
The woman isn't for goddamn reason. Now where is it?
Money, what you was talking about money?
I'm gonna ask you one more time. Just one more time. Where's my money?
Alex Berlin, deine Stadt, dein Programm.
Ja, das war C.S. Armstrong with Swang featuring Quincy from the album Truth Be Told, produced by Torky, a.k.a. Jacob, who I also know. Shout out to you, Jacob. Torky, amazing stuff. And I can really recommend everybody to listen to this album. This artist, like his life story is amazing. And yeah, it grows on you. And it's he's also very influenced by like old soul. So the way that they kind of like built up the album also has this like old soul feeling. It's very interesting. It's a really talented guy. They both are. So check it out.
Nice.
C.S. Armstrong. Shout out to Torky. Keep going. Yay.
Yeah. I mean, this next one doesn't really need an introduction, so I'm just going to go ahead and play it. But this is a Swedish native.
I know.
It's not that I don't want you here. Yeah, yeah. It's something about the way you stare into my eyes. I know that I don't make things clear.
play, sit right next to you. You, I try not to show how I feel about you, think you wish you were, but we don't really want to. I just wanna get away and sit right next to you.
Just talked over the track.
Oh, sorry. I'm sorry.
Yep, so this was Snow Allegra. Das ist ihr Single aus Februar. Yep, she released a full album in 2017 called Feels and was mentored by Prince for 2 years. So just some tidbits if you're not familiar with her.
And she's Swedish.
And she's a Swedish, but originally Persian heritage.
Yes.
All right, this is my last pick, originally from London, another feature with Georgia Smith. Can't get enough.
Loyal for president.
Enough when the going is tough, I wait till it falls on deaf ears, hearsay without the boundaries of love. My take is I wish there was a better way.
I got a lot of love, a lot of loose ends, a lot of people that I wish I knew then. Friends beckon every second you spend, went in the pen, every letter you send. I got a lot of love, a lot of loose ends, a lot of people that I wish I knew then. Friends beckon every second you spend, went in the pen, every letter you send.
I've been listening to dreamy days, I'm in disarray. I realize it's everybody else is still astray. I feel ashamed, I know there ain't no saving away. They went astray, I went Australia. So what I'm supposed to say to them, when all this love's out of range, everything around me changed, I'm supposed to stay the same. Turned down these free drinks I couldn't even name, and that, like all this money isn't fucking up my brain. I've been going insane, shell full of family remains, broken hearted, seeking none of them again. I pull the glass, stick my head out in the rain, try and find another person I can blame. Sat up on this plane, and yo, I'm praying up we don't crash, cause every night I shiver at the sight when we go back, cause every night could be my last, and yeah, I know that, so I crack a smile for it goes black, trust.
Enough when the calling is tough.
I got a lot of love, a lot of loose ends. A lot of people that I wish I knew then. Friends beckon every second you spend. When wet in the pen, every letter you send. I got a lot of love, a lot of loose ends. A lot of people that I wish I knew then. Friends beckon every second you spend. When wet in the pen, every letter you sus. I wish you'd been it when my dad had died. I wish you'd been there when my mother cried. I wish you'd been there in the dragon night to see my side. Look me in my eyes when I was paralyzed and tell me everything's alright and push it to the side. It's just a sacrifice. At times I told a bag of lies, but not a pack of lies with yours. Told a couple ones, of course it was true. You only knew me from the dramatized. I feel an agonizing risk, cause in a thousand island this is where I really wanna be. When we were cracking wise, cause it was black and white, literally black and white. White from my mother and my father was the blackest skies. Skies, I can see it's true. I see my mother up in you. Shit, I think my dad'd see it too. Yeah, I just wish he knew. A lot of people that I wish I knew then. Friends beckon every second you spend. When wet in the pen, every letter you send. I got a lot of love, a lot of loose ends. A lot of people that I wish I knew then. Friends beckon every second you spend. When wet in the pen, every letter you send. Imagine all the friends you see most. Each one you're pegging at ways, dependent on you putting pen to the page. And so you break it down, checking they're paid. Another day your heart breaking, you were sent to the stage. You feel that same rage. Watch the crowd, watch the stage thinking shit. Rather in the crowd with your mates drinking. Misbehaviors, catch another dame winking. You feel ashamed, guzzle Jaegers, your brain sinking. You think it's deep, don't think it's depression. A misspent adolescence. But all this time, times of the essence. You would never learn from your lessons. You're stuck in that same quintessence. Heartbreak, one in the same. Days change, but you're stuck in a game. It's like she's telling you you're young enough to be your uni. Somehow the one who sees through me.
Alex Berlin, deine Stadt, dein Programm.
Ganz schnell, das war Lil Garner mit Loose Ends, auch aus Februar. He's been releasing a lot of singles, so another one that I think is going to release a full album soon, hopefully go on tour again, because his latest work is pretty incredible. Excited to see what's coming up.
Yes, he's such a sweet guy. That's why I said Lloyd for president, because at some point me and my friend joked and said like he should be president because he's so like nice and diplomatic and all that. Anyhow, you know. But let's go to the Irish guys.
Here we
and
go.
And check them out.
Irishmen.
This one goes out to all of you. Little sexy lover mamas. Sexy lover babies.
I said, wait a minute, girl, I didn't even get your name or nothing. Quit playing with it, playing with me, then you play the fool. Say you love me, then you change the tune. So wait a minute, girl, I didn't even get your name or nothing. Quit playing with it, playing with me, then you play the fool. Play some with me, I could change the tune. How will I know if you're ever gonna see me no more?
Get me livid like my pain's worth nothing, but the pain is you. So keeping up, but I got things to do. Still ain't no other girl to make me shiver like you. Sitting on your bed, listening to Voodoo. Play on, play on. But you won't be playing me no more. I'm wound up thinking of all the things that you do. And babe, I'm always thinking of you. Babe, I'm only thinking of you. I'm wound up thinking of all the things we could do.
So Kojak, Keen Kavanaugh, and M. Finnegan with the song Whitney from a compilation album called Gangsta Doodles that is going to be released on March 8th. And Gangsta Doodles is called Gangsta Music Volume 1. I'm sorry, it's created by a guy who's called Gangsta Doodle, and he's an artist, like graphic artist, and he does a lot of doodles around hip-hop. And this is his first project where he actually has taken like and made a compilation of music with artists like Oh No, Madlib, K-Tronada, Quelquis, a lot of like really amazing artists like Blue. And then he releases this as a compilation album, and it's released on 8th of March. Nice. And this was one of the singles from that they released in advance. So you should really like, I think it's a really interesting project, really cool because he has like the Pink Panther featured on stuff. Anyhow, and the first time that Oh No and Madlib as brothers actually appear in one song after many, many years.
Oh, nice.
Yes, very cool.
Cute reunion.
Super, super exciting. Yeah, so let's, I think we can say our thank yous.
Thank you for listening.
Yes, and make sure to catch us in 2 weeks,
yeah.
Monday on Alex Berlin, and then check out our, you know, Spotify, Apple Podcast, SoundCloud, Deezer, anywhere.
All the platforms.
Fabric Softener. Check it out. And yeah. And
yeah. And next week, I think if we can get the research done, we have a pretty exciting episode.
Oh, yes.
Planned.
Yes.
So make sure to tune in. So
yes, you have
miss
to.
Miss out.
Yes, you have to definitely. It's going to be a lot of great stats and analysis around music.
Oh, yeah. We're getting serious.
Yes. And this is Aaron Abernathy. He runs the band that Black Milk is touring with, Nat Turner, and this is his solo project, third album, with this song and dance. It actually reminds me of Lionel Richie, like the Commodores, Easy as a Sunday Morning, but I couldn't find if it's sampled from there, but let's listen. Okay, bye guys.
Bye.
Thank you.
But I'm trying to find the words to tell you. Fearful of the agony of my feet. I'm vulnerable, it's hard for me to share my feelings. But easier when you were sitting
you say to that?
Girl.